Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Choosing the goalie for this team is like choosing how you want to get in a car accident. Do you want to be T-boned or do you want to get rear-ended? That's on the ticket text.
Oh, that's an easy answer.
You want to get rear-ended?
I'll let you say it.
Watch right into it.
You're welcome, everyone. Here we go.
I think there was a music bed underneath. You can't make that a drop. We got a write-in vote for Ozzy. About 70% of the audience says Alex Lyon. The other poll question we have this morning is about Heather Park. She is not in today. She is, air quotes, sick.
Oh.
And I bring this up because we've all been questioned when we've been sick, and she misses a Monday. Beautiful Sunday, great weather. She was sick last week, but made sure to gut it out and get into work on Thursday and Friday.
Or was she just setting the stage?
What?
You know, maybe each day there might have been a little bit, a new condition, a little bit worse. And then all of a sudden we get the text on a beautiful Sunday afternoon.
Right, because everybody dreads the end of the day, yeah. Sunday, especially us, we got to get up early. But Sunday rolls around, I got to get back to work. How great would it be if you're just sick? Mm. By the way, when she used a day off this year, she used a Monday, not a Friday. I noticed that. I don't know that she's actually sick. I will be the one to call her out the way that everybody called me out.
Okay. If that happens another time and it's a Monday, definitely we get suspicions like we have some other people that cycle that around every three times a year around here.
Friday's the obvious one, right? Friday's the thing everybody likes to you take the Friday early weekend. Underrated is the Monday off. We asked people, what's the better day of the week to be sick? It's nearly 50-50 on our poll right now, Costa and Jansen.
Well, somebody asked on Twitter, it depends on what you're doing on your sick day. With all this nice weather, maybe the summer blank came out over the last few days.
Nearly 50-50. Hold on a second here. Friday is almost 55% and Monday 45%. That's a 10-point swing there. Are you going to be a pollster too?
Is it nearly 50-50? Make that a separate poll.
What is really nearly 50-50? It's got to be 43, but then what's your 51?
Okay, here we go.
Then who should start in goal tonight? It's like all comes back together.
It all comes back together. We've got hockey for people. We'll talk baseball later in the hour, including Javi Baez weighing in on the booing. Do you see the gesture he made after the home run?
I did.
Well, we've got the audio. Javi talking booing, 8:35. Golf. We need golf guy this morning, okay? Everybody has a blind spot. And golf is one of my blind spots. I love football and basketball and hockey's something I'm really passionate about, especially the Red Wings. I'm not a big golf guy. I want to know from golf guy what to do with Scottie Scheffler. He is on a tear right now. He was dominant final day at the Masters. 7 birdies on Sunday. The most birdies on a Sunday at the Masters since the late 80s, right? He is pulling away down the stretch. He's winning the tournaments that aren't the majors. He's won the Masters twice. He's only 27 years old. What I want to know from golf fans, is he different? Is this going to be another, hey, Spieth had a moment, Rory had a moment, flavor of the month. You win a couple majors and everybody says you could be the next, but you never fulfill it. Is he different? Is this a guy who could challenge for double-digit majors? Is this a guy who can challenge and be the dominant guy that Tiger was? You tell me if you're the golf guy. 248-539-9797. Because, John, I was golf group chat with some friends, and they go, if you look at the nerdy stats like strokes gained, he is just shy of Tiger at his peak. He is a dominant golfer. How dominant, I think, is now what we get to watch for, right?
Yeah, and it's so he's only the second one in history to win the Masters multiple times. Now he's won it twice as the world's number one. The other guy, obviously Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody right now is ready to say, well, can he push Tiger Woods' legacy? That's not where we're at. But can he have a moment of time where, okay, he won in 22 and now in 24? Is there a moment of a 5, 6, 7 year stretch where he can dominate the game of golf? And as I looked into it, and actually I kind of got a little bit captivated because he was the heavy favorite going in, and I was looking at it going, well, I mean, Vegas not going to call their shot, right? Well, they did. And I was watching through the entire, because he basically led from start to finish. Day one, he was what, one back.
One back.
That's right. Because it was DeChambeau that won on that first day, or had the lead on that first day. And then since then, it was Scottie Scheffler. But here's where I think he does separate himself. And like all of us, when we play golf, not all of us, those of us that don't play very much and don't play very good, is you could go out in a year and, I don't know, say you play 20 times. Say you play 30 times. Mm-hmm. You have that one day where you're like, yeah, it all came together. Mm-hmm. This is why I play the game. But the other 29 times, you're like, this game sucks. And for him, there doesn't seem to be any swings. He is very consistent in what he does. And that consistency, and we even see it in the pros where, you know, a guy wins a major or he wins a couple of tournaments and then he kind of disappears for 6 weeks, maybe 2 months, or even the rest of that season. And Scottie Scheffler doesn't have those lulls.
Yeah, I mean, I think as someone who really only pays attention for the majors, he only has two majors. But people point out to me, golf people, that he wins all the other tournaments too. I think he's won 3 of the last 4 tournaments in general. He's just a really good golfer. And when you're the heavy favorite and then you go out and do that, you are setting the stage for a run. And we've seen other people have the runway. Spieth had the runway and Rory had the runway, and there have been others. And we say, oh, they're the next guy to be the face of golf. I don't know that it's fair to say that someone will be Tiger, because Tiger was both a great dominant golfer
and is an icon
and a cultural phenomenon. I mean, Scotty doesn't exactly have the same appeal, but he's a damn good golfer. And the question is, can he take a couple Masters, throw in a British Open, right? Throw in a US Open, 5, 6, 7, win another Masters, be the face of golf for an extended period of time in a way that Rory didn't live up to with the initial promise, or that Spieth hasn't lived up to with the initial promise. Is he different? ESPN put it this way. They referred to a Scottie shadow, a Scheffler shadow.
He's 6'3". He's
a taller guy.
He can't cast a shadow.
That he is casting a shadow on the game of golf, that he is emerging as the key figure that everybody else has to overcome.
Right. He's the guy everyone's chasing. And can he be the guy that everyone's chasing for, we say, extended period of time? Can he be that guy that everyone's chasing for 5, 6, 7 years? And a life's about to change for him as well.
Father.
Yeah, and did you notice that there was a semantical change to what he said going into Friday?
Of course you caught this, Mr. Words Matter, of course.
Yeah, I mean, he said, obviously, at any point, if his wife calls and goes into labor, he is leaving the Masters. Okay, we all respect their decision. And then he said, I think it was on Saturday night, they asked him about it, and he said, well, if she goes into labor before I tee off, then I'm gonna go.
Once he's into the final round of 18,
he's gonna roll.
He's locked in.
Yeah. See, I fell for this with Jordan Spieth. I thought he was gonna be the guy, and then what I didn't realize about Spieth, when he started failing in majors and having the chance to win, he was too emotional. You know, it comes down to Scottie Scheffler policing himself here, basically. Well,
but that's his personality. He doesn't seem to be an emotional guy.
But we knew in the moment Tiger had the drive to chase Nicklaus. Does Scotty have the drive to at least, and I don't think he will, but chase Tiger? And what you use, I think, is an double-digit majors. I've always thought that it's, you're okay, Tiger has 16, right?
15, I think.
So you're not, we're not really saying he's going to be duplicate what Tiger does, but he's going to get into a realm where maybe he would be considered the third greatest golfer ever.
Yeah, or, you know, the short list. I'm trying to frame this the right way because I'm more casual guy with this. Some people who follow this closer may have a better way of determining it.
People always accuse of overreaction, though. I do think the one thing that happened within the tournament yesterday, he confirmed his favorite, being as big of a favorite, and it was, they had four guys that were 7 under.
You're right around, what, with, 11 and 12?
With, I think, Scheffler had 10 to play.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up winning by 7. They all fell apart. Well, I think the Åberg or whatever was closer. Maybe it was
the
6.
Yeah.
But the guys you expected, Morikawa putting it in the water, Homa putting it in the water. Scotty didn't, and said Scotty got birdies. That's very Tigerish.
Ticket text 248-539-9797. Golf guy here, grew up in the age of Tiger. This is the closest to Tiger from a dominant standpoint we've seen. The talent is loads higher. That's what we're looking for. Do you feel like that's where he is? Scotty's been great and will continue to be great, but comparing him to Tiger is unfair and unrealistic.
I'm not comparing him to Tiger.
There's been this idea, like Tiger is still golfing, and we'll get to him in a second here, but he's not what he once was, and that spot atop the sport has kind of teeter-tottered, right? There's always a next guy grabbing the mantle, and no one has really owned it, and now there's a chance, if Scotty is what people say he is, where he becomes this force, where he doesn't win one or two, but he wins 7 or 8, 8 or 9, flirts with 10.
Right. Is there a time period where he is the one that everybody's chasing? When Tiger Woods was in his prime and, you know, winning 5, you know, Masters, is that, and okay, the last one came obviously late, but there was a time period where everybody was trying to get better to chase Tiger Woods. And the golfers did get better. He did have an effect on the game in that and everything that goes along with it. But is Scottie Scheffler now the guy that everybody is saying, I have to be better to beat Scottie Scheffler? Is there a name that they're putting at the top of that list?
Ticket texter says, Scottie Scheffler, absolutely different. I texted in last week, said if he learns how to putt, he will rival Tiger's dominance. Well, hired a new putting coach, starting to show he's about to go on an absolute tear. Another says he's going to win 8+ majors. By far the best iron player, can smash off the tee. He's an average putter, above average putter, and more focused of any golfer on the tour. If you aren't winning majors, then you don't matter in golf. Reads another one. Well, he's got two, and that's the question. Two Masters now at 27. And the runway. Everybody talks about the runway, and he's about to go on this dominant tear. You're a golf guy. We want to hear from you. 248-539-9797. We'll get some thoughts on the winner. And of course, we're going to talk Tiger. He made the cut, but ... is he MSU Hoops? It's 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to an IRS collection, and we all got our minds on the IRS today, or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. And when dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case can take a lot of twists and turns. Your first call should be to an experienced law firm like Abraham and Rose. They're prepared to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil or criminal or even the Michigan Department of Treasury. And whether your personal income tax or business payroll taxes, you need a real team of local lawyers, not some tax organization with some random individual that you're never going to meet. Visit AbrahamandRose.com today or give them a call at 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Short, simple, sweet, Jim Nantz on the call with Scotty Scheffler. Locking up his second Masters in 3 years. Dominant on Sunday. Seven birdies. Guy's just in complete control. The betting favorite. Not quite wire to wire, but never really a doubt. Scotty's the best golfer in the world. My question to golf guy out there. I'm not golf guy. I need your help. Is he good enough to be the face of golf for an extended period of time like Tiger? Because we've had flavors of the month. Rory for a hot sec hasn't sustained. Spieth. All got excited, hasn't sustained. Koepka's had some injuries. He's won some majors. Is Scotty, does he have the staying power to grab the sport and be the guy every tournament that go, damn it, not this guy again? Because well, that's what Tiger was. He would run away with this. He was so dominant, he'd be the heavy favorite, and then he'd back it up and he'd win. And Scotty's winning the non-majors, and he's winning some of the majors now. And we had the texture point out the putting, and he's becoming the most dominant player in the sport. My question is he different? Different than these other guys who briefly occupied the top spot, but someone who can go the distance.
9 wins in 2 years. And a guy that, okay, if he's able to win multiple majors in the same year, everyone said, oh, well, can he be a Grand Slam guy? Well, I don't know that that's possible, but you know, he's a guy that is amazingly consistent. And I had a golf buddy of mine, because you and I have both mentioned that golf's not our top game. Mm-hmm. And Nate texted me, he said, watching Scotty play is like watching paint dry. There is zero cool factor, zero energy. He's the best in the world, and it's not even close. And when you're starting to talk about, and the point I was making about the multiple majors in 1 year, I think the last time that happened was actually Koepka in 18. But when you're talking about emotions getting involved, he's not a guy that really allows emotions to affect his game and winning the Masters. And it's okay to show some emotion when you win, but, you know, like on every hole. And that's kind of the difference between, there's a lot of differences, but one of the differences between everybody else and what Tiger Woods did. Tiger Woods was exciting to watch every time, every hole, every swing.
Yeah, there's a swagger. I mean, he won't be as cool as Tiger. He won't have that off the course appeal of Tiger. The question is, can he be a golfer that is the best since Tiger? 248-539-9797. We got some good ticket texts. Like, golf guys are up this morning. I want to get to the phones, because if you call in, you're first up. Let's go to Joe in Gross Eel. Joe, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Jim Nantz nailed it. Stardom confirmed. Scheffler has no holes in his game. He's unflappable. He's the right age. He absolutely should win 5 or more majors within the next 3 or 4 years. And it's an awful hard thing to do, though. I mean, it's been Rory, it's been Spieth, it's been Koepka. And then something always happens where they just can't hang in there for that lengthy period of time. But if anybody has a chance, it's this guy. I like his game.
Yeah, he's very consistent and very measured. Feels like he's very measured every time he takes the course.
Absolutely. And especially his short game. He just never gets rattled. I think the guy ends up winning between 7 and 10 majors before it's all said and done.
Got the runway to
he
do it.
He just has to stay healthy.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, right? Is yep. You would think, we talk about, you got it, best ability is availability in all these sports. We think about, you know, football and it's violent, and we think about, you know, a hockey collision, a guy gets all banged up and busted up. Golfers, oddly enough, though. Injuries have played a big role. I know. I know you're making a face. These aren't the toughest guys in all of sports, but it does play a factor.
Well, toughness comes in a lot of forms. And to be mentally tough when you go out there, and who knows what's going on with them. And we talk about, like, a pitcher gets a blister on their finger, like, oh, they're on, you know, the IR for 10 days. Like, we don't know what's going on, because if they have something wrong with their hand, with their back, with their foot, with their knee, like anything can throw off their swing, which then affects what they're doing on any given course, any given day.
Tiger's a guy that's been gutting it out for years. He's had the back issues and his knees and everything.
The car wreck.
And kind of a life wreck too there for a while. He made the cut again. And then he finished with his worst performance at the Masters of his career. Is this not MSU hoops? You get in the tournament for 20 plus years. He's made 20 plus cuts at the Masters, but you're really not living up to what you once were. Like, how did you view Tiger this weekend and where he's at?
It's not MSU hoops. No.
What is it?
He's got 5 Masters championships. He's got.
Oh, no, I don't mean like.
I mean, you're talking about one title in 24 years. No, it is not comparable. And so I was excited to know that Tiger Woods was able to make the cut. And the question was going to be, would he have to withdraw at some point?
Right.
And obviously endurance and being able to golf this course specifically 4 days in a row, it took its toll on him. And you saw it happen on Saturday. He's still one of the best golfers in the world because he was able to make the cut at the Masters. He finished last in those that did make the cut. But I don't care. I was just glad to be able to see him make the cut and to be able to see what he could possibly do.
But that's the part I compare to MSU hoops. MSU does not have 15 championships right. The way, or major titles the way Tiger does. But what you just said, MSU fans like, well, I just want to see him get in and then see what happens. I want to see Tiger play at Augusta with the Azaleas. I want to see him make the cut and see what happens. That's the comparison. That's all I was saying.
Well, I mean, if people want Tiger out, then somebody needs to beat him.
Right.
So it's if he missed the cut, I wouldn't have had an issue. It would have been bombed. But I'm not a huge Tiger fan. I don't really care. But I thought it was, when you have somebody with the greatness that he has had throughout the course of his career, if he's still able to be good enough in the first 2 days to make the cut, then let's see. And what happened over the last few years, right? We saw him trying to make these comebacks and he would withdraw, or we'd see him limping around. He is better this year than he was last year. And I just want to see a guy be able to get better and to be able to improve and to be able to compete.
Tiger's last major was the Masters 2019?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Izzo's last Final Four was 2019. Interesting. Ticket Texter says,
you're not going to get me on that
one. No, I know. Tiger is the 25-year playoff run for the Red Wings the last 5 or 7 years, where you're in, but you're not a threat, Tom, in Flat Rock. We've got Tiger. We've got Scotty in the shadow that he casts on the game. Mark in Farmington Hills, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, listen, you guys, Sheffer can do whatever he wants to do on this tour. It's diluted. The Live Tour has made this golf a little boring. And Tiger, to be able to come back and do what he did, finish as 72 holes after all those injuries, he's setting himself up for something grand. It's a process. But Scheffler, all the guys are on the other tour, so he can do what he wants. And that's why Tiger has a chance himself. If they keep the tour separated, he can win another major.
Well, a couple things. You're saying Liv kind of waters down what Scotty's done on the non-majors, because the majors he's still going up against all the Liv guys.
You didn't see them, though. None of them were around. And that's because they've diluted the tour. It's changed. They don't play the same format. So they're not in competitive shape. And with that going on, he's got a chance. And, again, I'll say the same thing. So does Tiger.
I kind of feel like Tiger's days of winning are over. I mean, I would love to be wrong because it was such a great story in 2019. But 2019 was 5 years ago. And he was old then. That was kind of a heroic, like, last hurrah moment. He's still golfing, and good on him. I mean, golf's better when Tiger's in it.
But that was before the car accident. Like, it looked like he might be able to grind out a couple more, maybe.
Yeah.
But then the car accident happened, and it just, I don't know. I'm getting to a point where yesterday reminded me of Gary Player playing in the Masters for his final time, watching Tiger. You know, plus 16 is horrendous. You know, so I guess I'm not going to bet against him. It's not like Jim. You don't think he'll win another one.
I don't think that's. I don't want praise for it. It's not a bold stance.
I would not dismiss him yet. The things I saw him do, he's just one of those guys like Tom Brady. Just not going to bet against him.
Yeah, I agree. Until he is retired and is no longer competing, he's just a guy that always has that ability to go out there and win one.
And just the thing with Scheffler, quick, you said he's 27. Mm-hmm. Not that young. You got to start stockpiling majors. You basically got 50 majors until you're 40 years old. He needs to win a few in bunches, get to where Koepka was, not get hurt, and then can he get above six? Six is Faldo and Mickelson.
That's what I said. Flirt with double digits is if he's the world number one and he's as dominant and he's got the runway and he's got probably a good 10 years. I mean, that's the question. 248-539-9797. And we've done this before. We've asked this of guys before. That's why I said, if you're a golf guy, I need you today. I don't want to get too carried away. You tell me. 248-539-9797. We're talking some Masters. We'll get to Javi Baez. He weighed in on the booze, hit the home run. Let everybody know it's 97-1.
Hey, we got the NBA playoffs on tap. We've got NHL playoffs. There's a lot going on right now, so why not dive into the best pool in history to watch all these great events? Stadium Swim is located at Circa Resort and Casino. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of the massive 40-foot-tall high-definition screen at Stadium Swim. It's America's favorite place to watch all your great sporting events. Swim up bars, Insta-ready selfie walls, and one nonstop party every time. Score your perfect game day spot with cozy day beds, private cabanas, or grab a lounge at the center of the action. You can reserve your spot today. It's 365 days of sports poolside, located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
And he holds his hand up to his ear, almost like, what now? You going to still boo me? Told you, John, this could work.
There needs to be a little bit more consistency to his performance to claim that it works.
Need more booing. He weighed in. We'll get to it in a second. 248-539-9797. I just reverse Trey Turner. Make him into a baseball player. Mm-hmm. Mike in Livonia, you want to talk about Scottie Scheffler, the shadow. We've talked about whether or not he could be the face of golf and go on a run. We've been burned before. What say you?
Hey, good morning. I absolutely do think he can go on a run, and a few things. I think it's just the way his swing is built. It's not restrictive. If you look at a guy like Phil Mickelson, the reason he's had such a long career is his swing isn't built like the modern golf swing, where it's restrictive, it's hard on the back, it's hard on the legs. Part of the way his footwork is because he's made it his own, but it's built not to get injured, as crazy as that sounds. And I think the only thing that kind of holds him back is everyday normal life. And you see guys that, like Ricky, they're all having kids now, they're having families, and that's coming for Scotty too, and he seems like a very devout family guy. And I think, you know, everyday normal life and spending more time and attention with his family is going to be the only thing that slows him down. But I don't see any injuries coming for him, and he's solid. I mean, he's boring to watch, but he's a complete package. So I do see 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 majors for him.
The kid thing, it's come up on the ticket text. He's going to be a father. I mean, John, I can't speak to it. How big a deal is that going to be for him being a professional and being a dad?
It's not a big deal. There's been a lot of great professional athletes that have had kids, and they continue to be great professional athletes. I mean,
Greg's pointing to you, saying you're one of those examples.
I had a 12-year career, and at the time, I had four kids.
Then there's some that are very, very, very good, but didn't get in the Hall of Fame.
They're those as well, but... No, the kid thing doesn't. And for some, like, if you're going to go down that road in regards to, you know, is he going to be up all night changing diapers and want to spend more time with his family? Well, on the flip side, those guys that are very, you know, devoted to their families and their kids, they also want those kids to be able to know what the legacy of their dad was. They want their kids to be able to look at their dad and say, oh my gosh, you won 10 majors. You won 8 majors, whatever it ends up being. You won the Masters twice and you won it 3 more times after I was born. Like, there are great things that can come from that as well. It doesn't always have to be a detriment, as some would like to say.
Texter says he's the Pete Sampras of golf. People kind of touching on his style. He does have the drive. You can tell nothing rattles him. It's rare. Look at Morikawa. The moment got too big, he fell apart. Same with Bryson. Another texter says, Scotty Scheffler, driven by his faith in Jesus. That's what gives him his calm demeanor. Mark in Howell. 248-539-9797. James and Celine, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Love that you're talking golf. Keep it up. Okay, so we say that we have all these case studies of guys who became the face of golf, and then we say something happened. So Ricky Fowler, Jordan Spieth, I mean, even Rory McIlroy over the last 2 years, to a much lesser degree, because he's still been successful, but part of his game did fall off. What happened? They became the face of golf, and that's the problem. Because once you become the face of the sport, you have all these other responsibilities. I think you feel kind of this extra weight on your shoulders. You're no longer just playing for yourself. And so my advice to Scotty Scheffler would be, hey, learn how to say no. Don't become the face of golf. Just keep winning.
All the attention and the target that gets put on your back. I mean, he had a target on his back this week and it didn't matter, but you have to do it over and over and over again.
Well, yeah, and there's always opportunity for distractions. And some people would say, you know, the whole kids, family, all that stuff. Others would say, hey, when you win the Masters, especially when you win it multiple times, as the only the second guy in history to do it as the number one world-ranked golfer, there's going to be other things that come with that in terms of endorsements and opportunities and business decisions. And yeah, there are a lot of distractions that could be a part of it, but the best of the best find a way to manage both.
I think one of the things about Tiger is that he built a fortress around him in his dominant era. Everything went through his agent. He limited the distractions so that he could continue to sustain his play and get better at it. Anybody that showed any cracks in the armor, he shoved them aside, got rid of his caddy, and went to what was his name? He went away from the fluff dude and got
I don't know.
He did. And then guess what? The other caddy, he turned on him too. Or he went away from the swing coach back in the mid 2000s that he had. Anybody that would say anything about Tiger bad that was in his inner circle got kicked to the side. All that was work. It was like a machine. And then the 9-iron happened.
Well,
I mean, Tiger breaks the record. Tiger has 20 majors. If he couldn't sustain the focus.
Yes, it was Mike Fluff Cowan from 96 to 99. Steve Williams,
yes.
From 99 to 2012. And then Joe LaCava.
I mean, you going back on Tiger, like Steve Williams, he was the one that would get in a fight with the fans or say something back to him so that Tiger could stay focused when somebody was trying to distract Tiger. That's why people didn't like him. He took the rap.
Let's get back to the phones. We've got Scott and Troy. Scott, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to chime in on Scotty Scheffler. I mean, it is since post-Tiger, we have not seen this level of dominance. I mean, it's very difficult to compare somebody to Tiger Woods, but he is winning at this at the same clip that is Tiger-esque. I mean, he's already won the two biggest tournaments of the year. He has an additional win. I mean, he was a putt on 18 away from forcing a playoff to win that tournament. And he was against a nobody, right? So if he makes that putt on 18, he forces that playoff. My money's on Scotty Scheffler. Mm-hmm. So the fact is that the guy's winning, and if you go rewind back, I mean he's finishing in the top 10 every time. He is incredibly focused, and I think that he's very grounded too. I mean, the guy's still driving like a 2012 Suburban. I mean, it's made $30 million in the last month.
I mean, he's just he's very family oriented. And Jack Nicklaus very famously said that he played his best golf when his family life was in order. Mm. Right. So when he had his kids, I mean, it was like, I mean, so people talk about the his first child being a distraction. It's not. Home life is wonderful right now. And golf is such a mental game that when that's all in place and he can just go play golf. I mean, he's poised right now for an absolute tear. And I think that, you know, the way that he swings the club, I mean, Tiger was very violent. Extremely violent, and ultimately it caused his body to break down, tons of injuries. And Scottie Scheffler's swing is not that way. So, I mean, who knows where he's headed? I mean, if he can sustain this for you know, how long he can sustain it for, but I mean, he's obviously he's the best prospect that we've seen since Tiger Woods. I mean, he's incredible.
Well, yeah, and that's why we brought it up today, is like golf guys, we've heard this before, like, we want to know, is he actually different? And it's almost been unanimous, John. I don't think anybody's called in and said, no, this is going to go exactly like it did with Ricky or Rory or right. Spieth or anybody else. Some of it might be prisoner of the moment, but I'm leaning on Golf Guy. Golf Guy tells me this is different, that he's built to last. He's winning everything, including the non-majors. Scotty, the era of Scotty, the shadow of Scotty is upon us.
Yeah, and it's the consistency with which he plays with, the consistency that you see his moods. He doesn't have a big swing, and even when I read the text from Nate, like, this is a guy that is boring to watch, but he just goes out there and gets the job done.
Javi Baez, we mentioned the booing. We can get to it coming up next, exactly what Javi had to say. There was an extended exchange post-game. He hits his first home run of the year, helps spark the Tigers, do a win, get the split, avoid a 1-3 weekend against the Minnesota Twins. Baez was asked about the booing. We'll play the audio next. We'll talk about that in the 9 o'clock hour. We don't want to have the conversation, but we got to. It's 97.1.
Yeah, I've seen people out mowing already, and with the rain that we had last week, now some sunshine, your grass is going to start greening up, and it's going to start growing. If you want the best one, you got to give Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service a call. Get green, stay green with Natural Way. And that number is 888-GET-GREEN. For a limited time right now, if you purchase a full lawn program, you're going to get free grub control, but you got to mention my name along with 97.1 The Ticket. And here's what they're going to do for you. They're going to give you the 100% satisfaction guarantee by using fewer chemicals and environmentally sound practices. They're going to assign your lawn its own specialist, and you're going to have certified applicators and arborists come out and perform the custom tailor solution specifically for your yard and your home. They've been doing this for over 3 decades. That's why at the start I said they're going to give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. That number again, 888-GET-GREEN, or on the web at naturalwaylawn.com. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. Get green, stay green with Natural Way.
Sparked them. Come back to win. 2-2 split against the Twins this weekend. The alternative would have been another ugly day at the plate. 1-3 against an injured Twins team. Settling in at 8-7. Instead, it's a 9-6 baseball team scrapping, finding ways to win, and really no complaining. Even Javi Baez, the guy we've been complaining about, delivers the home run. People have been booing at the ballpark. Javi gestures to the, it looked like to the crowd. Hand up to his ear. Oh, kind of what now? I just hit the home run. After the game, the boos were brought up. Here's an exchange. It's back and forth. Here's Baez. John?
Jim?
Of course, it's Rieger, by the way, with the exchange. Everybody kind of mentioned that. But good for him for asking and getting the clarification, because even the very end there, he's okay. Booing is not disrespectful. It's right. When you start to, you know,
You start taking shots
and personal things, and that's not okay. The booing has been fair game in sports as long as we've been playing sports. If a guy's underachieving, you can boo a guy.
Yeah,
that's how this works.
And he said he's heard that his whole career, so it's nothing new to him.
He says it doesn't affect him.
Yeah, I mean, okay, he hit. You said the home run. He hit a home run.
His only
home run. He's batting 140. I'm not ready to say, oh, look at Javi. Wow. Okay, he sparked an inning, a four-run inning, where the Tigers were able to win a game. And good for him.
Yes, and what I think it's good for Detroit, we need to pat ourselves on the back, because he's acknowledging the boos in the home run. We are making things happen. albeit not as much as we would like, which means we need more moves. We need louder boos. We need to really do our best to get Javi over the finish line. He is still, if not the, one of the worst hitters in all of baseball. They've bumped him down. They've given him days off. Guys, it's there for us. We can help him be just a little bit better, and it's helping just a little bit at a time. Louder and more of them, please.
Is it really helping?
I don't know, John.
I mean, so that's the thing. And you can go to a game, and when Javi Baez comes up, you can do whatever you want. I it wouldn't be in my nature as soon as they announce a guy, especially a guy that is playing for our team. Now, I'm frustrated with him, and I pulled out the S word on Javi Baez last week, but I'm not going to go to a ballpark and start off every time he is announced, whether it's in the, you know, if he doesn't get up to bat till the third inning, mm-hmm. and boo him. You're not going to boo him when he makes a great play in the out in at shortstop. Like, that doesn't happen. So how can you say, well, it just helps him at the bat, but it doesn't help him in the field?
John, I don't know all the, you know, the
this is your theory.
But it is a real theory. Like, he likes giving it back to the crowd when he's in Chicago and when he was with the Mets. And he did it a little bit to Detroit. I don't know how else to interpret that. You tell me if I'm missing something. Watch the video. He hits the home run. He kind of does, hey, let's hear it now. That's what that gesture is, right? I'm listening.
Yeah,
let's hear it now.
But
the boos are affecting him, and he wants to prove Tiger fans wrong. So we need to be as loud, and we need to force him to prove us wrong any little bit to make this guy serviceable.
They're
He's
affecting
fine defensively,
him.
But they are affecting him. They are.
They are.
They are.
You think they are.
I
Hitting
think they
one
are.
Home run has an is having an effect on him.
We need to be louder.
He may have had that home run whether you booed or not. Like, it's inconclusive at best.
Sure.
If this ridiculous theory of booing somebody helps them be a better ball player.
He downplayed it. What do you guys think? 248-539-9797.
Again, you go to a game, you pay your ticket, you get in, you can boo whoever you want. I just think it's a bit of a stretch to say it's working.
That's fair. He's batting 140. His OPS is his OPS is shy of 400. I think only one batter has a lower OPS in all of baseball, like 190 qualified guys. No, I can't say
That'd
it's
be Parker
working.
Meadows.
I don't know if he qualifies. Yeah, no kidding. Does he get sent down, by the way, at some point here? I know they love his defense, and you know, when he gets on the base paths. He, especially Friday night.
It's been a really rough start.
I know.
And it's, I don't know how long they go. We'll get a chance to talk to AJ later in the week, and he probably won't give us too much on it. We're going to have to ask the question, like, what do you do with a player like Parker Meadows, who at the end of last year showed some promise, still shows promise in the field, and when he's on the bases, the problem is getting on base.
Well, yeah. I mean, the strikeouts.
He's got 16 strikeouts. He actually leads the team in strikeouts right now. And he's got 7 walks. So he does, at least in terms of drawing walks, can be effective of getting on base, but that's not what you want from, that's not the positive you're looking for.
He had 4 strikeouts in the game on Friday. He struck out in the one he played on Saturday and the one he played on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Young hitter. This is part of being a young hitter. He's in that kind of that zone now where you got to make a decision. Is it better for him to get some ABs in Toledo and build some confidence, or is this helpful for him? And yeah, I think that's a fair question for AJ later this week.
Yeah, because when you look at Parker Meadows and you see all of the raw talent, like you see the speed, you see the size, you see the power, you see all of those things, and you're just hoping that one day he shows up to the ballpark and it clicks like it clicked a little bit last year. You just want to get there. You're not asking him to be a 300 hitter right now. Mm-hmm. You're just asking him to be better than .061.
I know. And even Torque, soft contact, king of pop-ups. Box score says he has a couple hits yesterday. They've got some bats that still need to turn it around. When we talk about a team that's finding ways to win and comeback wins, it's better than the alternative. It's just not something that you feel is sustainable, right? With a comeback win, the comeback Cats, you take 2 of 4 against the Twins. You can't rely on comebacks. You can't rely on an offense that stays dormant for 6, 7, 8 innings to wake up at the end of every game. Listen, I'll take them because I know how hard they are to come by. I'll take as many wins as we can get for this baseball team. But those are real concerns here still.
Yeah, I mean, they are concerns. They're a 9-6 team. And they're a team that, like we had said, when we made our predictions for the end of April, they're going to have 30 games. All right, they're halfway there. And right now they're at 9-6. What does that mean? Because they've got a tough stretch coming up with some teams that they're going to be facing in the next couple of weeks.
Ticket texters, Harvey Buez is one ticket text. His gesture is embarrassing. He sucks. Do more, be better, or give your salary back to the city of Detroit. See, that's the energy I need at the ballpark. Another ticket texter says, Boo Baez to the South Pole. He's an absolute bum. Clearly runs himself out of town. He's been trash. Most fraudulently paid player in MLB history. Again, bring the energy to the ballpark. Texter says, if I call the show and boo cookies, will his Red Wing opinions get better, Tom, in Flat Rock?
Now, I don't know. Yeah, Tom.
That's just...
Hey, just in case you misplaced the number, 248-539-9797. Give us a shout.
Listen, you give me Baez salary, I'll let you guys line up and boo me all day long. It'll be phenomenal. Do you believe him when he says it doesn't bother him? Last thing on it.
No, I don't think it really affects him very much. There are times when you're playing where you could be in a park that's completely full or completely empty, and you don't really notice what's going on around you because you're so focused on what you're doing.
9 o'clock hour. We are 10 days away from the draft. 10 names. Instant reaction if that's the move for the Lions. We'll get to it in the 9 o'clock hour, but first we got to eat our vegetables. It's 97.1.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.